All right, get ready for the most exciting and hilarious adventure you've ever heard. Here's the tale of the Magic Blue Boat. Once upon a time, in a small coastal town called Giggleton, there lived a young girl named Polly Pepperpants. Polly loved nothing more than spending her days at the beach, building sandcastles and collecting seashells. But what she really wanted was a boat of her own to explore the sparkling blue waters. One day, while walking along the shore, Polly stumbled upon an old, rusty teapot half buried in the sand. As she picked it up to examine it, a puff of glittery blue smoke erupted from the spout, and out popped a tiny, mustached genie wearing water wings. "Ahoy there, matey," the genie exclaimed, adjusting his miniature captain's hat. "I'm Captain Giggles, the nautical genie. You've set me free, so I'll grant you one wish, but it has to be boat-related." Polly's eyes widened with excitement. "Oh, that's perfect," she squealed. "I wish for the most magical blue boat in the whole wide world." Captain Giggles twirled his mustache and winked. "You got it, kiddo. One magic blue boat coming right up." With a wave of his rubber ducky wand, a flash of blue light lit up the beach. When it faded, there before them bobbed the most peculiar boat Polly had ever seen. It was blue, all right, but it looked more like a giant rubber ducky than a proper boat. "Climb aboard," Captain Giggles chuckled, conjuring a stepladder out of thin air. Polly scrambled onto the deck, which was bouncy like a trampoline. As soon as she was aboard, the boat sprang to life. "Hello there," it said in a bubbly voice. "I'm Bluey the Boat, at your service. Where shall we sail today?" Before Polly could answer, Bluey took off, zooming across the water with a quack, quack. The magic blue boat could change shape at will, transforming into a submarine to dive under the waves, then into a hot air balloon to soar above the clouds. As they explored, Bluey told the silliest jokes that had Polly in stitches. "Why don't oysters donate to charity?" Bluey asked. "Because they're shellfish." Their adventure took them to an island made entirely of ice cream, where they had to eat their way through a chocolate mountain to rescue a group of tap-dancing penguins. Then, they raced against a team of jet-skiing octopuses, using Bluey's special tickle torpedoes to win by a tentacle. As the sun began to set, Bluey brought Polly back to Giggleton Beach, where Captain Giggles was waiting with a big grin. "So, how was your adventure?" the genie asked, hiccuping bubbles. "It was the best day ever," Polly exclaimed, giving Bluey a big hug. "Can we do it again tomorrow?" Captain Giggles winked. "As long as you believe in the magic of laughter and imagination, Bluey will always be here for more adventures." And so, Polly Pepperpants and her magic blue boat, Bluey, became the talk of Giggleton, spreading joy and giggles wherever they went. Remember, sometimes the silliest wishes lead to the biggest adventures, the end. Or is it just the beginning of more magical journeys?